Every community over time sees parts of it disappear and become history, and this usually happens as needs and means of access change. One of the few exceptions to this, fortunately, is your local community public library. And even in the electronic and internet age that we exist in, your library remains not just a valuable resource of information, but also a center for community unity and support. That idea of support does run both ways, however. Without the support of people such as yourself, your library could very quickly become part of history. The root of that support can come about in some very creative, interesting, and significant ways. Here to share how the Sussex County Library System was recently the beneficiary of an example of that support is Library Director Stan Polikoff. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning. How are you?
Always good to talk with you. SussexCountyLibrary.org is where you can learn more about the events and the ways that you can become a part of the library family, no matter which branch it is, all through Sussex County. What we're talking about here can certainly be applied to if you're listening on the stream or elsewhere out of the county. Certainly something that ideas that could be applied to your local library as well, because you were the recent recipient, with more to come, I'm judging, by an interesting contribution by a gentleman named Vincent Rubino.
Oh, yes, we are. Vincent contacted us late last year about possibly donating items or furniture or money to the library. He grew up in the Vernon area and wanted to give back to the community. He now lives out west, I believe, in Oregon. And so we discussed different ways he could donate to the library, and we came up with donating technology because he's involved in technology himself. And he came up with the idea of donating iPads to the library. And we expect over the course of 2015 to receive about 30 iPads.
And this is very significant because, in case you never priced one, I looked around at the low-end market price. An iPad mini in a case is somewhere between $275 and $325
each. Oh, absolutely. It's a really generous donation. And we're going to use the iPads to circulate to patrons. So some patrons can't afford to have iPads and that technology, and this is an opportunity to use those iPads, which are very commonplace at this point.
This is also an idea that some schools have been the beneficiary of, and there are some school districts actually wind up giving each student an iPad for the entire school year. You know, this is something, too, as I alluded to in the introduction, that a library has to withstand changes in our society, use, transportation, people's access, and all along those lines. And this is just one more way that your library system can remain relevant, strong, and prominent in the face of the electronic age.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved in the library field for 25 years, and we've gone from a card catalog to electronic access for almost anything, databases, e-books, electronic downloads of audio books, and iPad technology is really the latest information out there. And we do want to make sure our patrons have access to the latest technology.
Also, too, for the especially for seniors, if you can expose them or make accessible to them anything computer, internet, electronic, because that's the age group of the demographic that seems to be the least apt at that, to give an opportunity to be exposed to it and even make use of it. That's another maybe unplanned but nevertheless a benefit of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Some senior citizens are reluctant to get involved in technology because it's just something they didn't grow up with. And it's really not that intimidating. At least you don't have to put out the money for it originally, and you can borrow it from the library at this point. So there's really no cost involved. And we have books, and the staff here can help people with the technology, the iPads themselves, how to use them, how to download books or applications, and all the things involved in it.
Talking with Stan Polikoff, who is the director of the Sussex County Library System. On the web, it's SussexCountyLibrary.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I mentioned, too, Stan, how this is just one example of how people can support the library. I guess the typical umbrella group is you become a member of the Friends of fill-in-the-blank library, whichever one it happens to be. And I know you have events, you have club meetings. There are artists and craft people that can offer up displays, community organizations, set up tables of information. There's a lot that the library can be used for other than reading and free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we try to kind of look at the libraries as a community center. So we have programs for people in the community to come here. We have a group in the main library, a knitting group, have been coming here for the last 5 years. And every Wednesday afternoon, about 30 people come here, and they just knit, and they use the meeting room as a place to meet and socialize. So we definitely encourage that. We like people to read books. They haven't gone away, but if they use the library in other ways, we're all for that also.
I know there's one group in particular that if you're a fan of reading books and want to write a book, there's a Sussex County Writers Group.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely support reading. I enjoy books still, you know, after all these years working in a library, and I think people still like to read, even though maybe the media they use it on to read a book has changed, e-books and the various devices, but still people like to read, which is good to see.
And even before you get to the library, I mentioned the website, Sussex County Library, SussexCountyLibrary.org, that there are a whole host of tools. I know that over the course of the last couple of years, your website presence and content has really expanded.
You know, we try to make it user-friendly, and we have on the website the ability to borrow materials from the library. You just need a library card, which is free to any Sussex County resident, and you go on there. And the library card, even if you don't come into our libraries, is good in over 100 libraries in the area in Passaic County and Morris County also. So we do try to make services available to patrons in various ways.
Including ebooks, and if you want to legally download free music, that's one of the options and one of the programs you present on your website as well.
Absolutely. We have audiobooks, we have the music you just alluded to, and ebooks. We're going to have a new vendor starting in March, which should improve access to patrons to download ebooks, which is more and more popular. And again, with the iPads, which for instance is donated, people will be able to do that on iPads and get used to that technology.
And also, too, this becomes, as they say, the win-win situation. We all gather books and read books and collect books, and it gets to the point where space has a finite point, and most people will typically try to discard their books at yard sales, garage sales, but I know that each branch of your library does a book sale, and someone is buried up to their necks in books at home that they want to dispose of. What better way to share the love of books with people and help out the library?
Yeah, we have two friends group, one in the Sussex Wantage branch and one in the Vernon branch, and they accept donations at different times of year for their book sales, and they're very popular. And the money they use raised in those book sales are used for the library to support the library, which we really appreciate.
Having our time with Stan Polakoff, who is the director of the Sussex County Library System, on the web at SussexCountyLibrary.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So we mentioned all these opportunities and the ways that the library is available to people. If someone has an organization or group and they want to make use of the facility in some way, shape, or form, what's the best way for them to go about that?
Well, the meeting room space is open to all groups in the area, which are nonprofit, and they just need to contact each library individually and see when the meeting room is available. The main library, you would call the main library, or Vernon Library, call them directly. And we try and make it as accessible as possible to these different groups. We recognize our role in the community as a meeting place.
And, of course, you can get the contact information over at SussexCountyLibrary.org. Is there a need for volunteers, for staffing? Are there openings, opportunities for people to help out the work of your system that way?
We do accept volunteers on a case-by-case basis. The teen program by the children's librarian has need for more children to donate their time as volunteers. For adults, we have a case-by-case basis.
So again, here's your starting point, SussexCountyLibrary.org. Find out the events, the programs, the services, all available at each one of the branches throughout the Sussex County Library System. And I want to just add to this, too, if you're listening outside of the county and on the radio or on the stream, wherever you are, these are ideas that can be applied to your local library as well, because it is the reason why it's called a public library is because it's there to serve the public, but it's there to be empowered by the public as well. And you heard from Stan just some of the ways that that happens. And tip of the hat, certainly, to Vince Rubino for his creative way and his very generous way to donate iPad minis and cases, and more to come, as you heard Stan detail as well. If you're able to do that to an extravagant level and a generous level, that'd certainly always be welcomed by your local public library. If you can just hand over a couple of dozen books that you're done with that the library can sell, equally as important in the future for the public library in Sussex County and wherever you are. But again, for Sussex County, at SussexCountyLibrary.org, we've been joined by the library's director, Stan Polakoff. Stan, thanks so much for being here this morning.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.